Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, to comment on Ukraine conflict, six capitals, six points of view. We begin in Moscow, but not before we mention the presentation by Mr. and Mrs. Clinton, former President of the United States, former Secretary of State of the United States, about the Ukraine conflict and more in a recent event in New York. Bill Clinton is quoted about his conversation with Vladimir Putin some years ago, where Mr. Clinton says he recognized it was, quote, just a matter of time before Putin attacked Ukraine. The quote in the Financial Times, Vladimir Putin told me in 2011, 3 years before he took Crimea, said former President Clinton, that he did not agree with the agreement I made with Boris Yeltsin. He said, I don't agree with it, and I do not support it, and I am not bound by it. And, adds President Clinton, I knew from that day forward it was just a matter of time. In addition, Mrs. Clinton, former Secretary of State, opines in this same presentation that she believes the defense of Ukraine by NATO and the United States has prevented an overrunning of Taiwan by the People's Republic of China. The quote that is important here, says Mrs. Clinton, she saw that is the defense of Ukraine. And I think before the Russian invasion, there was a good chance he would have moved on Taiwan within 2 to 3 years. I think that timetable has been pushed back because of the failure of Russia to take Ukraine. Professor, a very good evening to you. The Clintons are in unique places to observe Ukraine and also Taiwan. This all brings together the conflict with the allies, Beijing and Moscow. So we begin in Moscow with one more detail. There was, over these last days, an attack, so-called, on the Kremlin with a drone. And the Kremlin speaker has said this was an attack by the United States intending to assassinate Vladimir Putin, who was not in the Kremlin at the time. This is also Victory Day week on May 9th to celebrate the victory over the Hitlerites in 1945. However, we both know that the Moscow presentation to the Russian people is that this is an attempt to conquer Russia again, launched from the West, Germany and its allies, including the United States, so that this victory parade will be unique in celebrating Russia's success again. Good evening to you, Professor.
Good evening. The Clintons always pose questions, and my question is, did he do anything about this insight that he had? And in particular, did he tell Mr. Obama, who is really culpable for the way he handled the invasion of Crimea in 2014? It's as if we were caught completely by surprise. And he said, well, you know, we don't want to have a big row about this, so let's let them keep it. And Bill Clinton said that he thought that, you know, it could have been deterred or something. Well, this is all marvelous, but what importance is this information? If Clinton simply said to himself, well, I guess there's going to be a war, and then didn't tell anybody, that's not what we expect from someone who was the executive of the United States of America. As for Hillary, I think the question of this invasion of Taiwan, it's really a very abstract concept, because when people try to spell out what it would really involve, it would involve a horrendous bloodbath. And as the some Chinese generals say, we wouldn't win. So it's a sort of an undefined threat, in the sense that we don't know what equipment they could bring to bear. How would they get across the 100 miles of the Taiwan Strait? What would be the effects on other countries? And I would note here that Japan is really, it's geographically, Taiwan and Japan are part of the same island chain. And the Japanese are not going to sit around if Taiwan is going to become part of PRC. I mean, that's absolutely unacceptable to them. It's as if, you know, Canada became part of Cuba. I mean, we're not going to, I mean, I don't know what we would do then, but that's the kind of nightmare that we're talking about. So I find this interesting, but it's a reflection of how far from reality a lot of our discussion has gone. And there is a link. The link that is important is that really after the Afghanistan debacle, it was clear to everybody who wanted to land a punch on the United States that we were ready and, you know, had our arms loose at our side and were ready to absorb whatever they wanted to pound into us. And that is at least as important to any Chinese consideration as is Ukraine. I mean, I think that they understand that the two things are separate, and they also understand that if Ukraine goes badly for us or ties us down, that may make it easier for them to attack Taiwan. But my own view is that if we and our allies in Asia are strong, and I have to say this administration has done a pretty good job of stitching together a very good alliance. What we're not doing is putting the resources into it, the economic and military resources that are necessary to make it really a living alliance. But this alliance is fine, and it should certainly deter the Chinese. But we're already hearing in the Congress, we're starting to hear debate about Ukraine. There's no debate about Taiwan, except that our official position on Taiwan has never been articulated clearly by anybody except the president. And whenever he does that, people say, well, he doesn't really mean it. He means the opposite. So welcome to the House of Mirrors.
H.A. Mackinder, International Relations, commenting on Six Capital, Six Points of View. We're headed to Kyiv, which, according to the Kremlin, launched those drones at the Kremlin. However, the behind the scenes, according to the Kremlin, the U.S. directed the assassination attempt of Vladimir Putin. Does this introduce risk that heretofore did not exist as Mr. Zelensky traveled to the United States and to other parts of Europe to present his case to the European Union? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.